This show is rated R. It is not intended for people. Wait, then who is it intended for?
Oh, fuck if I know. You're gonna kill me for that one, but that's alright. This is Fucked If I Know, episode 0. I am
This
Doug.
Is episode 1.
1! Fuck! Oh well.
Well, there goes our R rating already.
No, we... Oh, damn it, we already said 2. Well, at least this time we introduced ourselves as R. Anyway, this is Doug.
And I'm Nick.
And we're a bunch of fucking idiots.
Apparently.
Well, before we start rambling on and on and on and on and on, let us get rid of our contact information now, and we'll give it to you at the end of the show anyway. But our website is http://fiik.podomatic.com. I'm sure you all know that.
Although I seem to keep on forgetting it.
Which is why I said that. Email
is fiikpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com.
He's learning.
Although I can't seem to log into that because I'm retarded.
I'm not going to say the password on the online.
I know the password. I just don't know the username.
Anyway, we also do officially have voicemail. It is a phone number in Seattle, unfortunately, but the number is 206-203-FIIK.
Okay, now I can log into the email, apparently. I just couldn't, like, half an hour ago when I was trying to.
Good job.
Thank you.
So, start off right off the bat, we just got back from seeing Superman Returns.
Oh, boy.
Well, unless you like seeing pretty boys in tights, which, of course, I do, which made it all worthwhile for me, and Brandon Ruth is fucking hot anyway.
I want a refund.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you bitched to the manager long enough, they would have said, here, have some money back.
I didn't see any manager. I think he knew I was coming.
I'm pretty sure he knew everyone coming out of that theater was going to come and ran. No, definitely. It was okay. It was... If you like seeing a guy in spandex on big screen, you might as well go and see it. Otherwise, masturbate at home. What? Of course, I gotta give it some credit. I did learn something from watching Superman Returns.
Wait a minute, you were sitting next to my sister in the theater.
I wasn't masturbating in the theater!
Sorry.
I'm not that desperate yet. Oh, no. No, I did actually learn something from the film, and it does actually finally make sense as to why Lois Lane doesn't know who Superman is. And, of course, I can quote Lois Lane for this. How many Fs are there in catastrophic?
Ace reporter Lois Lane.
Catastrophic. I think there's 3 of them. Mostly when I'm saying, fuck you, fucking whore. Damn it, that was 4. Oh, well.
And plus the last one started with a W.
Fuck you, you fucking whore. Fucking fuck up of a whore. There was a lot of other letters in there, but there was 4 Fs. Which I said 3. Oh, God, I'm going to run out as many Fs as I can because we're not even bothering with PG-13. Actually, we never were, but that's not the point. Kevin Spacey?
I liked him. He did a good Lex Luthor.
You can't see that's me nodding, all that can be nodding said about vigorously. That was the only redeeming factor. That and Pretty Boy in Blue Tights. Who, according to the internets and random websites, they had to digitally reduce his package. Just for clarification, I guess he's really well endowed. Quote, unquote.
Wait, they actually had to digitally reduce him?
That's what they said.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Well, did you notice anything down there?
Well, I wasn't exactly looking.
Fuck, I'm caught.
We should continue talking.
Oh, there was about a 5-second dead air there. Everyone was looking at me funny. All being like two people.
It wasn't dead air. There was a cricket.
There are no crickets in my garage. There's a fan.
Which makes it very difficult for our mics to work properly.
Oh my fucking god. We spent an hour, at least, just trying to get as much of the static. And you guys can all be thankful that there's no fucking static back there, because it took an hour to get rid of it. Oh! I have my camera phone, and my camera phone does take decent pictures. We can still get pictures of this without having to try and charge my Digicam. Oh yeah, if you think our setup was bad last time, we're using tape, and a ladder, and a lawnmower, and a hoe. Nick's using the hoe.
Hell yeah, I use all the hoes.
With tape. Tying his microphone
to its pole. My hoe's totally taped up.
Ah, oh yeah.
Anyways.
I think that subject's already gone, and we've only been in here for like 6 minutes. Oh, well. Oh, yeah, we are actually aiming for, a half an hour? Hour. The last one was an hour and a half. That was kind of a little too long. I'm surprised half of the people listen to us, but then again, half the people are, no, let's strike that. All the people listening to us were our friends anyway, so they were judging through it anyway.
Apparently, although we do not have crickets in here, we do have a train.
Oh yeah, somebody lost their train of thought. I found it for them.
Oh, that's bullshit. Anyways, but that's what this podcast is all about, bullshit.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Let's see here.
Fucking computers.
Let's see how many copyrighted things we can get away with and not get sued. And then Doug bleeps me out anyways.
Yeah, just about. I hope you guys like those bleeps. I really should have gone back and made sure that I couldn't undo what I did. Oh, well, it's already on the internet.
Well, at least we put in the effort, you know. Hopefully because we put in the effort,
I probably should have made just extra noise. Wait, fuck, I'm telling everyone that I didn't do anything to it, just edited it. Oh, well. I'll just stop talking.
Well, we made it very difficult to undo it. I hope. Because we didn't tell them that we put a... Well, I'm not going to say what we put on it, because then they can undo it.
I don't know what the fuck I did on it. I just kept on hitting, hey, put this effect and that effect. Hey, that sounds cool. Hey, look, that one sounds like a drum. Hey, I can pop this time.
I know. Totally not a pop, but oh well. So... This is our first official show.
Oh, yeah. It's episode one. This is actually a structured show as far as we go, which means I know about two things I want to talk about. Well, three or four.
It's a structured show because we're in a structure.
No, we're podcasting naked.
Well, I am.
You would never know because it's an audio podcast. And Nick's so small that you wouldn't hear him fapping anyway. Oh, he's just glaring at me.
I'm just going to go home now and cry.
Oh, great. I've got another 50 minutes to fill. I need to start calling people now. Yeah, you will notice we were actually smart enough to just put me and him, or us. Yeah, just us for at least one show, because then it's,
after
you know,
all, it's our show.
Yeah, it is our show. We don't need special guests every time. But Nick's going to Australia in a week.
I'm going to Australia on a week from Monday.
In about a week.
So, I'll get one more show.
I have one more show. Then I have 2 weeks of making shit up without him. Which means I'll be dragging other people around with me. Because I'm not doing this by myself.
No, I think you should just get drunk and podcast.
Maybe that can be episode 20. Hey, we got this far. Let's drink.
Celebration! I'd say we should do that if we have an episode 6 or 7.
No, 20.
20?
20. Episode 20 is the... we're just planning episodes out. Episode 20 is going to be the official, hey, we're going to get drunk and talk to you for an hour. Or at least try. So yeah, I hate my fucking computer, by the way. Well, maybe not as much as you hate your laptop, but I do.
No, I don't hate my laptop. I love my laptop. I just hate the power thing for it.
So you hate part of your laptop?
Yes.
The part you can stick into you.
What? I can't stick any part of my laptop into me.
You can stick the power cord into you.
Anyways! I think I should just leave Doug alone with the mics. What does everyone else say?
Apparently I don't say anything.
Well, we actually want to hear back from people.
Oh, we do. That's why we gave you all the information in the beginning. That way you could all, you know, get your phones ready, and then as soon as you think you have something to say, you can call it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. You should try it. Unfortunately, we probably should have told you that 10 minutes ago. Oh, well. Oh, what was else I want to talk about? Nick, come up with something to talk about. It's your turn. I talked about Superman.
How about them whalers? That was tough to say with a straight face.
No, we're not going to try and run as many jokes as we can for the next 12 hours, are we?
No, only for the next hour. Anyways, so we probably shouldn't bring inside jokes into this again.
No, we probably shouldn't bring in, you know, personal conversation, but still.
Yeah, because that's what episode zero was all about. Which is absolutely hilarious to our close friends that listen to it, but then, you know, Tom Joe that's listening to this down the street, he's like, who the hell are these guys? Hey, they're funny. If I knew what the fuck they were talking about.
Wait, we talk? No, we don't talk at all.
We hate talking. Absolutely hate it.
We actually have microphones plugged into our heads.
So I'm just going to go on Guild Wars now.
Fuck that. Stay off of Guild Wars.
But I want to go on Guild Wars.
Do that later. Got wireless internet. I mean, it's all perfectly good and set. I need to get a new mic. Stop! You like putting sounds into the microphone, don't you?
I at one point wanted to be a sound effects guy.
I can tell.
For about 5 minutes. And then I stopped watching the sound effects portion of a DVD.
It sounds about right.
Hey, apparently ficpodcast at Gmail has its own Gmail homepage.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we get an email about it?
No.
Where does it say that? Because I'm logged in.
Well, my default homepage is the Google personal homepage thing.
Mm-hmm.
So since I logged on under fic,
mm-hmm,
it came up with that. So I should probably log out so that you can see what the hell I'm talking about.
I'm in it. You don't need to log out. I'm already in it.
It doesn't matter. I want to log back in on my thing. Anyways.
So should we read listener mail now? The one that we got? Oh, actually, we got two. If you want to count the, because I think that one had personal information. I really can't remember. My attention span's about that of a rock.
Your attention span lasts that long?
Well, actually, if you go to our website, it says something about us knowing about as much as goldfish, so.
And a goldfish has a 6-second memory.
Yeah, sounds about right. So what were we talking about?
I have no clue.
Oh, no, she didn't. Okay, Nick, are you still in the email? Because you're the one that wants to read these damn things so badly.
Sure, 1 second. Let me log in again.
You can read the one from Jen, and I'll read the one from Livy. Which means I'll read the one from Olivia first. Because I think it's Olivia. Almost positive it's Olivia. Yeah, it is. I know it is. So, now, the one that was posted onto our website, you can actually read this one because it's a comment. It says, hey, you guys, I loved this episode. I laughed so hard and I thank you for that. We need to do that techno, Nick and I. She's not even kidding. It'll be the best techno ever. And if we do it before July 16th, she'll play it at a graduation party, which we're invited to, at her house. I don't know where she lives. Oh, well, I can email her and actually ask.
Anyways, so we got an email from apparently
Jen.
Yeah, Jennifer, as it says on here, but Jen. You guys are a fucking riot. Don't change a damn thing. The giggling and bullshitting is great. It adds to the atmosphere of the show. And
Well, currently the atmosphere is fucking hot. Actually, I got a fan blowing on me, so I don't care anymore. But it was fucking hot.
Oh, never mind. I don't think we should respond to that one.
Well,
I'd really like to meet this guy, which is, like, double forwarded.
Those pictures. Those were the pictures that she had.
Oh. Yeah. We got sent some pictures that she wanted us to read off. We're only going to read off a couple of them, because there are a lot of them.
And most of them are pretty much repeat.
Yeah, they sound pretty much the same. You can find the webpage, which pictures of the sign can be found at www.casadice.com, which I think that's pronounced casadice.com.
Casadice? Something like that.
I don't know.
Well, the way the board reads is like Casa de Ice or something.
Casa de Ice.
Apostrophe in there, but you didn't put it into the website.
Anyways, yes. So one more time, it's www.casadice.com.
You gotta move around a bit. I think there should probably be a link about, like, famous sign or whatever. And you can click that, and he actually has all of his signs that he's put up, or since he started, like, hey, people really like these, maybe I should put them on the internet. And they're all there.
Yeah, apparently they're also famous for this sign. What were a couple of the ones that we liked? They're in
Pennsylvania. Oh, at the current rate of legal and illegal aliens entering this country, August 2013 will be designated White History Month. Your turn. There was only like two of them.
Bring back the rotary phone so I don't have to push one to proceed in English.
Oh, where the fuck was that? Okay, I'll read mine then. What's the difference between highway robbery and high gas prices? The answer, not a damn thing, just government approved.
Okay, here's one. The seatbelt law is a giant money machine for townships. Ask lawmakers why 40 million kids can ride a school bus twice a day without seatbelts.
Yeah, pretty much true.
They're pretty much all political things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. It's some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them are just like whee.
Duncan. Anyways.
Thirsty.
So we got rid of the chips from last week, because apparently we could hear them really well.
Yeah, so you know what we got instead? Cans. Oh, it's fucking fizzing and it got on my laptop. Oh, well. Well, not the first thing that's been on my laptop. It's all been pop. Just for reference.
That.
Nick gave me a perverted look. I figured I should probably elaborate.
Yeah, at least for our fans' sake.
I'm a pervert. Get over it.
...
So, seeing as Nick has no ideas of things to talk about at all...
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about writing shit down and totally didn't.
Yeah, but see, I have a memory a little longer than 6 seconds. So... I can definitely go on. Yes. I figured, seeing as, you know, we are more than likely going to end up talking about D&D at one point in time, I should probably quickly go over my favorite race of all time.
Your favorite race?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, one guess. One guess.
One guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now... First of all, it's not standard D&D because...
Dragonlance.
We're using the Dragonlance for this.
Kind of.
So...
Actually, we're just ripping off Dragonlance.
Let's see here. Doug is very spastic and very whimsical. Very childlike, you might say. Very, very random and extremely easily distracted by shiny... Hey, look at that. Anyways, Kender. I would have to guess Kender's.
Kender! Oh, you're leaving me?
No.
I see how it is.
Just grabbing something from across the room.
Oh, I see how it is. Anyway, okay, yep, Kenders are obviously, as we just said, from the Dragonlance novels / campaign setting, which you can, of course, buy. Or if you're really just interested in the in Kender, you can go to the Kencyclopedia. www.kencyclopedia.com. And if you're too fucking lazy, just type in Kender Encyclopedia. I'm pretty sure it'll come up as one of the first couple. And Nick will probably check for me anyway. Go Google Kender Encyclopedia. Tell me what comes up. They are short, about halfling, dwarfish sized, with really big topknots. Very childish, very,
Kencyclopedia.
Yep.
.com.
Yep, that's what I want.
Yeah, very first on a Google search of Kender space encyclopedia.
Hehe, I'm good. So,
as long as you spell encyclopedia correctly.
But if you don't, it'll probably tell you how to spell it.
Like it told me.
So, it is, fucking A, why am I blanking on what I was going to say? They're very sticky-fingered, but they're not intentionally. Their entire culture is based on, if you're not using it, it's obviously up for grabs.
They're very much a communal-type society. communal? Is that the right word? Well, yeah, in the sense that they don't just necessarily need to interact with each other. They love new experiences and stuff.
Everything.
But they also like looking at things and figuring out how things work and stuff. Much like a gnome, if you play D&D.
But
if you don't play D&D, this entire podcast probably isn't going to be half as interesting to you.
Well, we're... Holy fuck, we're already at 23 minutes.
Yeah. But anyways, Kenders themselves are,
touchy-feely. With your stuff.
They sort of, they'll pick up something like, ooh, look, wow, this is a very interesting can. This can is from the mighty Fagoya, and, because that totally didn't work, I should have just said Fago.
The famous Fagolia.
Fagolia. A land known for its many things, and hey, look, what's that over there? And they sort of just pocket whatever's in their hands without thinking.
Entirely, and they'll find it, like, they'll find whatever items it is literally a pickup, ooh, this is pretty, and then while holding this object, go, oh, look, that thing's pretty too, and walk over to the next thing, and then walk over to the next thing. And eventually, their pockets will be full of just the stuff that they've picked up. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, like, expensive, it'll just be pretty. So, a Kender is just as likely to pick up a diamond as he is an acorn. Just for the prettiness. Wow, this thing has lots of riches.
There's also an entire Wikipedia thing on Kenders.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to read that sometimes.
Sometimes. Anyways, yeah, there's an entire thing on Kenders and the Wikipedia, which is... en.wikipedia.org for those of you that have never been to Wikipedia.
/wiki/kender.
If you want the specific link. But if you go to Wikipedia, you can just do a search for Kender, which is K-E-N-D-E-R.
Or if you don't know how to, or if you know how to use Kender or
Wikipedia.
If you know how to use the Wikipedia links, you can just put it in right directly because I'm just that much of an internet geek.
But since we're for the general public, we have to put it in the layman's way.
Fuck the public. They don't fuck me.
I was gonna make a snide comment, but I'll hold it to myself.
Of course you won't.
Of course.
Yep.
Sorry.
Fucking A. Yeah, Mike, I'm going to rant because I can more. Because Nick doesn't have anything to talk about, apparently.
Ever.
Ever. So I have to come up with things and he'll just talk about with me. Of course, he can't talk about my computer because it's mine and not his. My computer's fucking pissing me off. My... went and bought a wireless card for my tower because they were on sale. And it was what I was going to get anyway. So I figured I might as well go pick it up. And it doesn't work. Or it just... I need to turn it off and unremove it and then turn it back on and remove it and plug it in. I need to do some shit to make it work, and it's pissing me off because I went and saw Superman instead, which I could have spent my time a lot better off. And of course, I would have saved, what, $16, $17?
Yeah. Definitely shouldn't have spent my money on popcorn and should have spent it on alcohol.
Oh, yeah, something like that. I hated Superman. It wasn't really that good. It might be better if, you know, you only spent like $3 on it at like a movie rental place. And then go hijack the Rent-A-Center nearest you and use their big screen TVs. Of course, that slightly gets into the illegal, and if you're going to do that, you might as well... No, I'm not going to say that. The last thing I need to do is have the MPAA watching me because I just informed people they should go download a movie. Which I just did anyway. Oh, well.
Yay. You're going to get sued. I don't support the illegal downloading of movies and videos.
Don't get caught. I don't download movies anyway, so they're not going to get shit off of me.
I also do not support the downloading of music or illegal video games.
Anime.
That's legal.
Most of the time.
You can download most anime completely legally. Because...
unless it's been brought over to America.
Once it's been brought over to America, it's illegal to download anymore because it's been licensed. Mm-hmm. But... as long as it hasn't been licensed in America.
As long as there's no copyright license, nobody over here gives a fuck what you do.
Much like I have the first 70 so or so episodes of Naruto unlicensed. And then they licensed it and I cried.
Oh well.
Four kids got their hands on it.
Four kids did not get Naruto. It was Viz.
They might as well.
Oh, well, people think, oh, yay, kitty anime. Or kitty cartoons, but that's just the way all the stupid companies over here are. We need to shoot them.
Yes.
Now I'm going to get stalked by the FBI. Oh, well.
The FBI?
The FBI, because I want to go shoot everyone that works at anime companies. And the MPAA, because I'm telling people they should just go and download a movie. Which I'm not. Just for reference. Of course, the shooting is a little more likely if I had a gun. Yay, I've already drank two red pops. We have lots of dead air. We can probably go a little over an hour and then delete some of the dead air.
Yeah.
It will sound more fluid.
Fluid?
Fluid.
You just like that word, fluid.
It's dirty if you're a pervert.
Anyways.
Oh, wait, that was last episode. That technically doesn't exist, because it's zero. And this is one, not zero.
So, let's see here.
Pretty things on the back of your laptop.
Yes, I put many stickers on my laptop, because it enhances the processor speed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put a flaming decal on it, it looks like it's tearing up all over the place, even though it's just sitting still.
Totally. Toshizi.
Not that my laptop has a flaming sticker on it, though.
Yeah, you're flaming enough as it is. You don't need it.
So,
I need a new video card. I need to buy a new video card, but I'm going to save my money until next paycheck. Because if I do it now, I'll only have like $50 in my account. No, I think I'll have like 100 and something. Which is still bad.
Okay. So, Pastor entered his donkey into a race and it won. The pastor was pleased with his donkey, and he entered it in another race, again. And it won, again. The local newspaper read, "Pastor's ass out front." The bishop was so upset with this kind of publicity that he ordered the pastor not to enter the donkey into another race. The next day, the local paper headline read, "Bishop scratches pastor's ass." This was too much for the bishop, so he ordered the pastor to get up to get rid of the donkey. The pastor decided to give it to a nun in a nearby convent. The local paper, hearing the news, posted the following headline the next day: "Nun has best ass in town." The bishop fainted. He informed the nun that she would have to get rid of the donkey, so she sold it to a farmer for $10. The next day, the paper read, "Nun sells ass for $10. This was too much for the bishop, so he ordered the nun to buy back the donkey and lead it to the plains, where it could run wild. The next day, the headlines read, "Nun announces her ass wild and free." The bishop was buried the next day. The moral of the story? Being concerned about public opinion can bring you much grief and misery, and even shorten your life. So be yourself and enjoy. Stop worrying about everyone else's ass, and you'll be a lot happier and live longer. So, yeah, that's about the most we've said per minute.
Yeah. Totally need to go post that at work. Everyone else there would just stop worrying about, or stop caring about everyone else's ass. Just did their own fucking shit. We'd be fine.
So what's the latest drama?
I fucking hate work. Apparently they're going to get rid of my shift now, but that's the latest rumor, is that they're going to get rid of midnight shift entirely and put us on four 10-hour days, which isn't so bad, but they're going to screw themselves over because they can't do it because they're going to work us from like 6:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m., which leaves two mail drops completely untouched, which they can't do. Unless day shift is going to come in at 6:30 and run the last two drops. Or maybe the workflows will... never mind, the workflows won't do shit. But I can't remember if I ever said where I work. I probably shouldn't say where I work, but work fucking sucks.
As long as you speak about it in a negative manner most of the time, it's better to leave it unsaid.
Yeah.
But when you speak about it in a positive manner... manner. Then,
I can say so-and-so company is the worst place to work in the world. And then shoot myself in the head. With a machete. Yes.
A machete.
Machete. Man shot with machete. I'm almost positive that was a website with some jokes, and they had like a real, they had like real headlines, and one of them was like man shot with machete, kind of like fish lurk in streams, and my god, I have the paper somewhere in my room, but we're nowhere near that.
Apparently I have the Christian fast cash solution or something like that as a spam mail.
Good job.
Yeah. Because we all know how Christian I am.
I'm sure about that.
Anyways, yes, D&D. Let's see here.
There it is.
D&D is Dungeons and Dragons. It's a role-playing game. I play it about 3 times a week. Well, to be more specific, every other Wednesday I dungeon master a D&D group. Every Thursday, I'm a part of a D20 Modern, which is like D&D, except present day. And then every Friday, I also play D&D, where someone else dungeon masters, and I have a character. Which, I help my sister with her spells on her wizard, so now my, or on her sorcerer, so now she's actually competent in combat.
Teenage girls often have babies fathered by men.
Context, please.
Teenage girls often have babies fathered by men. It's a headline. It was actually in the Sunday Oregonian. It was September 24th of some year. I don't know. They didn't list the year, but they listed the date. What the fuck? I guess if you went back and found out when the last September or September 24th fell on a Sunday, you'd probably find it. But it's a lot of work. Man run over by freight train dies. The LA Times, March 2nd. Yeah, and man shoots neighbor with machete. That was in the Miami Herald on July 3rd of some year. Anyway, back to D&D. I found the website, so I wanted to read the rest of those because they're funny.
Anyways, so, I don't know. I was hoping that you'd start up with something actually useful in D&D. We can talk about our game, I guess.
We really could come up with better things.
Yeah, we could come up with better things.
Fucking A, how many movies are coming out that I want to see?
The new Transformers movie.
That's next year.
Yeah, but we can talk about that for now.
That's in a year!
So?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, my super ex-girlfriend. There's a Miami Heat movie coming out soon. Oh man, so excited for the new Pirates of the Caribbean. I loved the first one. And it had, God, I can't think of the actor, but he was in Coupling. The guy that played Norrington was also a character in Coupling. Really good. Really fun show. That's a BBC show. It was canceled after its fourth season, which is kind of sad.
Oh, they actually canceled Coupling?
Like a year and a half ago. Aww. They were hoping to get like one big reunion done for like a final episode, but that never seemed to happen. But I did see Stephen Moffat working on, he did one episode of Doctor Who. Season 2, episode, like, 4. God, I am so fucking pathetic. It was done by Stephen Moffat. It was, like, Love and Something, the Love Affair. I can Google it, I'm lazy. That, I'm afraid of any website I end up on is gonna be, like, voiced flash. Oops. Oh, well. Wait, I'm on Google. No, I was gonna go to... Fucking A, there's a bug! Get off! Sorry, there's a bug and I was getting pissed off. I left all my anime. I had like 12 episodes of The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzuhiro at work. And I left it because I'm a fucking idiot. Doctor Who. What the fuck? Apparently they... Well, I guess that isn't season 2.
Wow, that's like a horrible trailer.
For what?
Transformers.
Oh.
I was just watching it, and, yeah. Oh, apparently it's coming out 747. Yeah. So it looks like 747 to me. Mm-hmm. Although it's not nearly as cool as coming out on 666.
Ooh,
like
ooh.
Damien. Omen.
The Omen.
Omen.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that.
I thought it went over a lot of the hype. Leah, Leslie saw it, and my girlfriend, Leslie, she saw it and said it was really cool.
Well, if I get around to it, I get around to it. God. Yeah. Damn.
Horror movie type movie.
Well, yeah.
Should definitely be talking more interesting things.
About what? Arg, Jerv! why can I not find this one episode? I can't connect to my tower because I didn't plug in my Ethernet because I was trying to get that damn cable connected. Which, of course, means that my computer is entirely off the internet until I fix it.
Well, until you plug in the Ethernet cable again.
I don't want to. I want to fix it. But I probably will end up doing that anyway. Just because most of the time wireless stuff is kind of botchy when I leave it on for a long, long time. Ooh. An unearthly child. Unaired pilot. I wonder why. Love and Monsters. No, that's far too late. God damn! Why don't they have this, like... Oh, it was like... Why don't I just... Okay. I'm just going to start guessing. Oh, I didn't...
Putting in random websites.
Girl in the Fireplace. I think it was... I was right. I had the episode number on the nose. The Girl in the Fireplace. It was actually really good, done by Stephen Moffat. Then again, I like the new Doctor Who series, even though I never watched the old. And the new Doctor Who is actually just a continuation of the old. So, if you haven't seen... It starts off in a decent enough place. You don't need to have previous knowledge of Doctor Who to watch the new one. But it is actually really well done. They've already gone through two Doctors last season and this season. The first one was Christopher Eccleston, and the new one is David Tennant. Neither of actors I've heard of because they're British. Obviously sad, seeing as we're in the wonderful, wonderful, fucking hot Michigan.
Oh, what? That would be the U.S. for you international listeners.
We're lucky we can get people out of Michigan right now. Oh, come on, we're on a startup. We might get
somebody from Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's international.
It is,
in all technicalities, I can go jump over across... Okay, I really can't technically jump, but in theory, I could just take a hop and, hey, look, I'm in Canada.
Of course. Take a short swim across the river.
Short swim! Do-do-do-do-do! Grab my dad's boat. Probably capsize in the waves, but oh well.
No, you can get across. I mean, I've been on the Detroit River with my dad's ski boat. That almost died, but we were able to get on the Detroit River.
Oh well. Oh no, we don't live in the Metro Detroit area at all.
Nope.
Oh, well, that's about as close as you guys are going to get to figuring out where we are. I got to remember to take pictures of this before we destroy it, because we're definitely using painter tape and a hoe and a lawnmower. I've already gone over this, I think, but I don't care. We're doing it again. It's actually...
Although the hoe was pretty cheap, because we're not having her have sex tonight, so...
Yeah, we found her on the wall, actually.
Yeah.
That sounds like my dad. Ah, oh, damn, I can't give my mom the link to this anymore. Oh, well.
Well, you can give a link of this to your mom. You know, it's just your mom's going to laugh because she knows it's all true.
Maybe it's
not. Your dad's a pig.
Something like that. Oh, no, we're going to stay away from personal attacks just because it's kind of mean.
True.
But we're doing pretty good. I mean, wow. Damn it, we still have time to fill. We need to fill time. I have a...
And now, for more listener mail!
I have a minute and 15 seconds of me talking at the movie theater. And me yelling at you to shut up.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you can't hear it, so... You're gonna have to actually be quiet for a minute and a half.
I refuse. Ta-da-ta-da. You're going to have to download it first anyways.
I already did download it. It's already queued. I just have to hit play. Oh, no, I thought I'd have it ready just in case, because that's the only other thing of audio we have, because I can't find the fucking soundboard program I had. It's somewhere on my laptop and or my tower, and I couldn't find it at all on either, and it pissed me off.
Like,
anyway, minute and a half, minute and 15 seconds. I'm going to hit play, see how bad it sounds. If it sounds really that bad, I'll probably hit stop, but we'll see.
Wow, I cut that off really quickly, and that was really long. Maybe I should change that. Anyway, the movie theater, we just got a Superman Returns. It was a piece of shit, but it had Brandon Routh, so it was kind of worth it. Kevin Spacey was all right. I just realized I have a two-minute loop. Stay away from me, I'm talking. I realize that I've got a two-minute time limit here. But of course, it's me talking, and it's my podcast, so I can talk as long as I want. I wonder if I got enough signal. I'll just tell them shit. Anyway, got out of Superman. It was all right. Like I said, Kevin Spacey was really good. It was all right. It was... I can probably make Nick say something, but I'm not going to give him the pleasure because he's on the phone with a friend of ours, Cigar. We're hopefully recording later tonight. It is right now... What time? What day? Oh, it's the second. So we went and saw it on the first, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep talking for a minute because I can hang up. What can your phone do? Ooh. My phone's better. Oh, we don't have any voicemail, so I'm leaving one for myself. Other than that, I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I said. I know I just talked for a minute about movie being bad, and then yelling at Nick because he was getting too close to me, and then talking again. I don't remember. It was like 2 hours ago.
And he let me listen to it.
Yeah, I gave him away my headphones so he could actually hear it, because we still only have one headphone with computer sound, so anything played on my computer is only heard by me.
Okay, so, like I was saying before about Wikipedia, there's one thing that everyone should look up on Wikipedia, because everything on Wikipedia is absolutely true. Look up the Flying Spaghetti Monster. It is real. It is there.
You fail to realize that it's the god of a religion.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's on there because it's a god, not because it's real.
No, it's real. It's on Wikipedia. It's real.
Okay, Jesus is on Wikipedia.
Uh-huh. Jesus is real. I've never defied the fact that Jesus exists. I don't deny the fact that he's the son of a god. I mean, Hercules was the son of a god.
Hercules is on there.
Hercules is real, then. Everything on Wikipedia exists.
Jehovah's probably on there.
Jehovah's probably on there, too.
Well, yeah, wait. It's a little different.
Oh, Jehovah's not on there. Oh, well.
It might be under Jehovah, like, FF7. So it looks to me like it picked something up for Genova. Yep. Jenova.
Oh. See? Yet again, my horrible spelling fails me again.
I know how to
spell Genova. I don't know how to spell Jehovah.
I know it's longer than that. So we're just going to do a Google for Jehovah. That's how you actually spell Jehovah. Wow. Oh, yeah, Watchtower. Music.
Yeah, it was in my ears. I pulled out my headphones and it was still really loud.
No music.
No music?
No, nothing that's potentially copyright infringement. Yahweh? Oh, okay.
Alright, so everyone needs to go to the I Love My Mac, the song.com. All one word, I Love My Mac, the song.com. And listen to the I Love My Mac, the song, because it's very catchy. Even if you don't like Macs, okay? Even if you absolutely hate Macs, you'll like the song. Speaking of which, the Windows versus Mac commercials.
Yeah, those are all right. They're amusing.
They're amusing in how ridiculous they are.
Oh yeah, just about.
commercial I saw yesterday. This was one of the things that I said I wanted to write down, was the fact that it said, oh yeah, I can podcast and stuff, you know, the Mac guy. And the Windows guy was like, well, I can do pie charts. And, you know, they were obviously pointing out the fact that Windows computers obviously can't do podcasts.
Or fun things.
So if you're 75% of our listeners or more, I don't know the actual percentages of people that listen to podcasts and use a Mac to do so or use a PC to do so, but if you're 75% at least of the people out there, I would say you're probably listening to our podcast currently on a Windows computer.
Or an iPod. Or an MP3 player.
True.
Or headphones.
But you've probably used Windows to download our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, after all, we're using Windows to record the podcast right now. I'm using Windows to randomly web surf to hook up things that I think are cool.
But oh, what I wouldn't give for a Mac. Because I don't really use anything that needs Windows anyway. And if I do use anything that needs Windows, I'll just get an Intel-based Mac. And then use Boot Camp. Because Boot Camp allows you to install Windows on a Macintosh. Which is kind of stupid, but at the same time, it's genius. Because it'll get more people to buy a Mac. Because Macs are better anyway. Mostly because there's stereotypically less people downloading... Or there's less people making viruses for Macintoshes. In theory, at least. Kind of like Linux, but Linux is kind of a bitch to make a virus for.
They don't make viruses for Mac because Macs are so pitiful anyways.
Well, Macs aren't used for much because... Well, they, like... Back in the day, they really were trying to make Macs a possible thing, but nobody liked Macs.
They wanted to make them a top-end sort of thing.
Yeah, there's always that stereotypical joke of, name one thing my Mac... Your Windows machine can do that my Mac can't, which is, of course, right-click.
I love my right-clicking.
Oh, God, I don't know what I'd do without a right-click. What the oh, that's all the...
I would cry.
...chipping from the setup we have, which is still really sad. I have tape.
Doug said I'm not allowed to have chips again.
Sound effects. No, we can have chips, we just don't want the bag.
Doug said I can't have chips anymore, because you guys could hear it.
Well, no. He said get a bowl. Pull your chips in a bowl.
Yeah,
the chewing's not so bad because you can move away from the microphone. But it's the cellophane bag that goes... Okay, maybe not that demonic, but still. You get the idea. Damn it! Oh well. Microphone still picks up a lot of shit. Well, we're about 6 minutes left. So I think it's safe to officially close down.
Close down?
Yeah. Which, you know...
Like, end the show?
Typically.
We want to end the show? Oh, please tell us you want to hear more of us.
Well, they can come back next episode.
Oh. Wait, I think I have a call-in. Oh, wait, no, that's just the bug on my screen.
You know what we should do?
Huh.
I know what we should do. Ah! I was attached to the chair!
Apparently we're doing something.
We're going to take a call.
To take a call, don't we have to, have someone call in?
Fuck that, I'm going to call somebody and tell them to talk to us.
Does your phone have a speakerphone thing?
Yes, it does.
Alright, so we're currently taking a call.
Yes!
Who are we taking a call from?
Well, hopefully if they pick up, we'll be taking a call. Hello? Not much. How about you?
We're watching a movie where a monkey kills
us. You're watching what?
We found a movie called Monkey Shot. Apparently, the premise of the movie is that an assistant monkey for a disabled person killed everyone that angered his master.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I've got good news.
What?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Guys just spent a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
Actually, you're on our podcast. We thought we'd take a call. We thought we'd take a call, so you're on our podcast.
Am I really, right now?
Yeah. So say something to the listeners.
Hi, podcast listeners.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Tyler was so sleepy that he said, "Is you really?" Tyler took a nap for like a half hour.
Ah. Oh, well. So apparently you guys are still doing something, and we're at... Oh, we're almost done. Took us fucking forever to set up, but well, you can hear about that later. We've already gone over that twice. Can Nick actually hear?
Yeah, I can hear him in my ears.
Can you hear Nick at all?
Yeah, I just heard him.
Okay.
He said something about hearing me in his ears.
Yeah, because I've got you plugged into the microphone. I'm really wondering if that... No, I think this hat's only picking up in my headphones.
I'm not hearing any static. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So, come on. What do you like about monkeys? Quickly, monkeys.
What, quickly about monkeys?
Yes.
What do we like about monkeys besides the fact that they're just awesome in general? The fact that they're learning to talk in Africa as we speak because of a trained gorilla that was released into the wild to teach other gorillas sign language. That's kind of cool.
And that's a little scary.
Yeah, that gorilla they taught sign language to, they released it into the wild, and it's been teaching other gorillas how to use sign language. So one day people will be walking around in Africa, and a gorilla is just going to, like, get cut off by an elephant with a guy on top and just flip them off. Yeah.
Actually, I think I've heard of that.
I haven't heard of that at all.
Yeah, actually, I heard about that.
Yeah, seriously. That gorilla, released her back into the wild. She's teaching other gorillas. They've witnessed her teach other gorillas sign language.
Yeah, they checked up later after releasing that gorilla back into the wild, and it's like almost its entire troop could speak sign language.
Sorry. You think the monkey may be about to kill again.
Oh.
And the monkey doesn't just kill. It terrorizes other people using the dead corpses of the things it's killed. So, like, it killed some woman that pissed off his master. He killed her parakeet, and then he put the parakeet in her slipper so that in the morning, when she put her slippers on, that's how she found her parakeet.
That's kind of sad.
We laughed like that, too. We hope the movie...
Whoa.
Yeah, we're hoping that the movie ends with this monkey being released into the wild and gathering other monkeys and forming a tactical terrorist monkey squad.
That would leave room for a sequel.
Exactly. As Doug points out, that would leave room for a sequel, which would probably be called Tactical Terrorist Monkey Squadron. A child's work, the monkey would teach the other jungle creatures the ways of New York.
Oh, fuck.
Just drop it from trees and strangling lions with its bare paws. Oh, yeah, the monkey is definitely on its way to kill something. So what's really great is it's one of those, like, little cute monkeys that do killing things. It's not like a gorilla or whatever. It's like a fucking little... It's like the monkey from Outbreak. It's not killing by disease. It's killing with its paws.
Sounds good.
We also wish that instead of using prop monkey hands to show the grass meat, they had just trained a monkey to kill things and let it loose on a movie set.
That would have been great, but the small problem with that would be, you know, they would have had to kill the monkey afterwards.
Or they could have released that monkey back in the wild, thereby forming a real-life tactical terrorist monkey squad.
Yeah, we don't need that. Mommy, what's that monkey doing? It's ripping off my head, dear.
Oh, that's
nothing
not
to worry about. Gnawing on my leg. And I think it's beating Daddy with his stomach. Or maybe that's his liver.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to let you go because we're going to close out now, seeing as we managed to kill like another 4 minutes what we were trying to do.
Okay. Yep.
All right, so maybe we'll call you back when we're done.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
That worked amazingly well.
Yeah, that actually worked pretty well. One thing that I want to add to this is that Well, we should just give out our contact information again. But as it currently stands, after episode zero, we have one friend.
Yeah, Olivia.
Olivia. I don't know who Olivia is. Guitar? I've probably met her.
Guitar? I can...
Weren't you hanging up?
No,
I didn't notice you hung up. You're still here.
Apparently, Doug doesn't know how to hang up his phone.
Apparently, did I closed it. It didn't hang up.
Fucked if he knows how to hang up his phone.
Okay, well, that was another thing I was going to talk about. I got a new phone, so it's like, you got to give me a little break here. Phone, click.
I have speaker phone, because if you have a flip phone, it blows up with a speaker phone on. It doesn't turn off. It just
touché. Keeps
the speaker phone going.
Touché.
All right, so we got to hurry and wrap this shit up.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a lot of dead air. Okay, well, we're going to hang up now. I'm actually going to hang up.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, new phone. We'll talk about that maybe next week. Because we can do product reviews.
Yes. Product reviews are non-copyright infringing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So, I'm going to review the product that is, this Faygo can.
Hey, that's all the time we have for this episode.
I'm drinking Faygo Rock and Rye. Rock and Rye.
Yeah. So, website is...
F-I-I-K at... Or...
Damn it! He's so programmed, I might as well just do this. F-I-I-K dot Podomatic, that is P-O-D-O...
I was going to say at Podomatic.
F-I-I-K dot P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C dot com, which is,
of
course...
We'll post that on the website.
Thick... Thick.podomatic.com. Email?
The email is...
Who knows this one?
F-I-I-K... P-O-D-C-A-S-T at gmail.com. That, again, is thickpodcast at gmail.com.
And, of course, we do have our voicemail, which is area code 206-203-F-I-I-K. 206-203-3445. Really nice number, easy to memorize and all that. So you can call us day or night, because I don't give a fuck. It goes straight to voicemail. I don't care what you call. If you call me at 2 in the afternoon, I'll be sleeping.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Fucking late for dinner, bitch.
Oh, man. I was really hungry, too.
Yeah, it was like 6 hours ago.
So, we're going to go and feast upon tasty meats. No, I want to stop at, like, Taco Bell or something before we go over to Ryan's.
It's 4 o'clock. They're closed.
Seriously?
It's 4 o'clock. I'm pretty sure
Taco
Bell
No, we got
closed.
2 minutes! So, all right, see ya.
I'm out the door. I'm going. I'm done.
I don't know where the fuck he's going, because he doesn't have a car, and I'm driving. Keys are in my pocket, and I don't think he's coming anywhere close to me.
Hey, your car's not opening up.
Oh, dear God, I'm hitting hang up now, which I'm really not hitting hang up. I'm hitting stop.
Come and listen to us next week, where we will have, dun-da-da-da, episode